Massachusetts has become the first state in the nation to make detailed information on doctors readily available to the public. As of today, consumers can receive comprehensive profiles of physicians who are licensed in the Bay State. The profiles include previously confidential information on malpractice settlements and disciplinary actions by hospitals. The information is intended to help people in Massachusetts choose a doctor, but some physicians complain the information is not an accurate measure of a doctor's competence. NPR's David Barron reports from Boston.
With a single toll-free phone call, healthcare consumers in Massachusetts can now learn just about anything they want to know about their doctor's credentials.
If you call our number, we will either fax or mail to you a profile, which includes the doctor's numbers of years in practice, specialty, educational history, what managed care plans they provide services for.
Most of this information was previously available, says Alexander Fleming. He's executive director of the Massachusetts Board of Registration in Medicine, which licenses the state's doctors.
But we'll also tell you their malpractice history, that is in terms of paid claims, and whether they've been disciplined by a hospital and what for and when, and any discipline by this Board of Medicine.
The profile will also include a doctor's criminal convictions. Much of this information used to be confidential in Massachusetts and remains so in most other states. No other state offers so much information on its doctors to medical consumers. Consumer advocates have long fought to open medical licensing records to the public, but doctors have repeatedly fought back, arguing that there's no need to make the information public. The medical profession, they say, can police itself. But in Massachusetts, the political dynamics changed a few years ago. After numerous newspaper reports suggested the state licensing board was allowing incompetent physicians to continue practicing and harming patients, the state's doctors' organization reversed its long-held position opposing disclosure. Joe Heyman is president of the Massachusetts Medical Society.
We found ourselves in a situation where people thought we were trying to cover up bad doctors. So we decided that the best way to handle this was to file our own legislation that put everything into an appropriate perspective and was accurate. And that's what we did.
The Medical Society, best known for publishing the New England Journal of Medicine, worked with consumer advocates to devise a system all considered fair. For instance, since doctors in some specialties, such as obstetrics, are more likely than others to be sued, the profiles compare a doctor's malpractice record to others in the same specialty. The size of each malpractice payment is rated as average, above average, or below average as a guide to consumers. Deirdre Cummings of the Massachusetts Public Interest Research Group calls the new system a revolutionary step for patients who've had a hard time choosing a good doctor.
Consumers really rely on anecdotal information to choose a physician. They rely on, you know, who their neighbor had as a physician or what an HMO can offer you. And you call and whoever has the next appointment available, you might have that physician. So this does go a long way at giving us comprehensive, easy to understand, relevant information that will empower a consumer to make a wise choice.
But is malpractice information really relevant? Studies suggest there's little correlation between malpractice claims and actual cases of malpractice. That is, most medical mistakes do not result in lawsuits, and most lawsuits stem from care that is deemed proper. For that reason, many doctors oppose the new profiling system in Massachusetts, despite the Medical Society's support for it. Surgeon Barbara Rocket argues even if a malpractice payment is made, that's not necessarily evidence of wrongdoing.
The insurers and lawyers very often encourage settlements and sometimes will settle beyond what the physician would like to do because it's less costly to the insurer, there is less time expended going to court, and yet that settlement will be on the doctor's record.
Consumer advocates agree that malpractice information alone does not measure a doctor's competence, but they say it's an important part of the overall picture the public should look at when choosing a physician. And Sidney Wolfe of the Washington-based group Public Citizen predicts the program in Massachusetts will spawn similar ones across the country.
I think it's going to happen very shortly in a few other states, and some of the ones that are leading contenders are Vermont, Texas, New York, Florida, and California. And once it starts happening, there's no going back. The public is not suddenly going to relinquish the right to get information about their doctors and protect themselves in many instances from doctors who really may be doing them more harm than good.
The program already appears popular in Massachusetts. In its first 6 hours of operation today, the Physician Profiles Hotline logged more than 500 calls. I'm David Barron in Boston.